one of many, many topics on the agenda of the new Democratic Congress, education reform, specifically the legislation known as No Child Left Behind. It's 5 years old now and up for renewal. Commentator Andrew Rotherham is an education consultant. He says that when Congress debates the issue, they will have to be very careful in deciding how to make the funding work, just like every other state and local government that is re-examining how it pays for education.
You might not know it from the ongoing political back and forth about education funding, but America spends a lot on its public schools. According to Department of Education data, today we spend about $500 billion on elementary and secondary schools each year. That's about the same amount as the gross domestic product of Poland, the world's 25th largest economy. In fact, spending on public schools in the United States has more than doubled in the past 40 years. This has been for the good and improved the quality of education. It has, however, nursed the notion that we can solve all of our educational problems with more money. For every educational shortcoming, the most common solution you hear is spend more money. But looking forward just a few years, how will we pay for substantial spending increases? Our population is getting older, so states and the federal government are spending an increasing amount on things like health care and retirement. At the same time, the tax base for schools may start to shrink as older Americans pay less property and sales tax. And, as fewer people have children in schools, it may become harder to generate political support for more education spending. Unfortunately, these constraints come at a time when education is more important than ever before to each American's opportunity and our national economic competitiveness. Today, a strong back and solid work ethic are not a surefire ticket to economic opportunity. Instead, Americans need a strong mind, the ability to quickly acquire new skills, and the capacity to work smart, not just hard. Yet, by a variety of measures, too many American students are not getting even a basic education today. So we have to stop depending on always having more money to solve our educational problems. Instead, we must seriously examine how education dollars are spent now. Rearranging education budgets is a real challenge, especially because most education funding is used for labor costs, in other words, salaries. This is why we should pay attention to the new Commission on the Skills of the American Workforce report. The commission proposed a variety of changes to American schooling. But what I found most interesting, rather than calling for loads of new funding, the commissioner suggested financing some of the reforms by redirecting existing dollars. For instance, to attract more and better teachers, they suggested flipping how teacher compensation works so newer teachers earn a lot more, while veterans would not earn such generous backloaded pay and benefits. Likewise, a new analysis by school finance expert Marguerite Rosa, published by the think tank Education Sector, estimates that each year public schools spend $77 billion on provisions in teachers' contracts that are largely unrelated to student learning. These include ineffective continuing education and professional development, and sick leave allowances that exceed industry norms. Money tied up in these and other contract provisions could instead be spent on paying some teachers a lot more or offering new programs for students. These choices are not easy or politically expedient, but the reality is that the next 40 years will not be a repeat of the last 40 for education spending. That's why, if we are serious about improving our schools, we have to think not only about how to finance them, but about how to refinance them as well.
Andrew Rotherham is co-director of Education Sector, a think tank based in Washington, D.C. He also serves on the Virginia Board of Education.